Welcome, 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 welcome back. This is Chris Simon.
And I'm Jada McCray.
And this is your Meeting You Where You Are podcast. Jada, I feel a little rusty right now.
Well, I know. It's been a while.
We haven't recorded since the Marilyn Mosley one.
We've been out of the saddle for a minute.
Because where have we been at?
You were out of town.
True. True. I went to a cough conference as well.
Oh my gosh. Is that what we're calling it now?
Hey, we're gonna call it a cough. Jada be lying and say, yeah, I'm going down to Orlando for the cough conference, and you know, my kids, I just can't find a babysitter, so I gotta take them. Jada, that sounded like a vacation.
Listen, I took pictures while I was down there at cough. She was in front of the.
I know, right? That was just a photo op. She was like, "I'm going to Carf." She was at Carf for a half a day and at Disney for 3 days.
Listen, Carf was a lot of fun.
I know. I bet.
I came back from Carf with a tan.
I know, right? I need to go to a Carf like that.
You did go to a Carf like that.
No, I'm going to Carf like that next month. It's my birthday.
All right, so Carf it up.
I'm going to like me a nice Carf up. But speaking of birthdays, well, it's not quite a birthday, but it's a anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
It's your 2 year anniversary.
Wow, yeah. Today's the day.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Most relationships I've been in with someone has been brought over by 2 years. Only my wife and you have stuck in there so far.
I think it says something about she and I.
Y'all back crazy.
Look, it takes one to know one. You got to know how to deal with crazy.
I know, right? But anyway, I'm feeling good today. I got my water. I don't have my fruit today.
I see.
I
did you fall off the pescatarian wagon?
No, I went polo pescatarian yesterday. I had a piece of chicken for the first time. Yeah,
and the chicken was calling you.
I regretted it. No, yeah. It was just it was one of those impulsive things. It was nothing else around, and I was just like, "Yo, I'm just gonna go for it." But I only ate a little bit. But you know, I repented and I'm back on it.
Well, praise God for grace and mercy.
Yes, I know, right? But I don't have my fruit this morning, but I'll be back with my fruit.
Why didn't you come prepared today?
I was rushing. And, you know, I had just got back from my cough conference.
Your cough conference.
And I hadn't gone to the grocery store yet to pick up
my
essentials.
I saw you all coughing on Instagram.
Stop by the block. You be lurking.
At least I comment to let you know. I've been there. You
know. Sliding in my DM with your comments. You only comment on the ones you in.
That's not true most of the time.
But anyway, I got Ashley on a pescatarian diet as well.
Yes, I know.
So I'm starting to have a lot of influence.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. Like, she saw that you lost some weight, and she's getting ready for a wedding, and she want to get into a certain dress.
Yeah, you know what? I'm about to start me a viral class where people can log in and follow me, and then they can come work out with me, and I'll teach them how to, and I'm going to write a book and do all this other stuff.
You're going to do all of that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Just like our guest today, right?
Uh-huh. Leave it to the experts.
I know. So what you trying to say?
Hey.
But anyway, like we said, we have a special guest in the building today, being that it's Social Work Month. We always spend a lot of time, we're concluding Social Work Month, but social workers, they go out, they're on the front lines, we're handling crises, we're always putting out everybody else's fire, making sure everybody else is good and in the space that they need to be in. But sometimes we necessarily don't take care of ourselves the way that we should.
Absolutely.
But at BTST, we tried to make sure that they are. We had the, what is it, like a Fitbit class? I'm not a Fitbit.
Fitmix.
Fitmix. Mm-hmm. What exactly is Fitmix?
It's like a dance fitness program that they have.
And that's happening this Friday
as
well.
Yeah, Fitmix is happening this Friday.
I'm coming this Friday.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go get my fried fish. It's Good Friday, right?
Yeah.
So, and then we have a game night for the staff. But
we also had chair massages.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we try to do our part to, and we have yoga. So we try to do our part to make sure our therapists get respite, take self-care and all this other stuff. But a lot of times they're on the road, you're working, you're going from client to client, you're busy, you're eating bad, you're not making the time to work out because you got to do notes, you got to do all this other stuff. Hopefully you got to do your notes within 48 hours. No, really, though.
That's a regulation. Don't play.
But sometimes they don't make time for that. So we have brought on a special guest that can tell us, that can give us some fitness ideas, tell us about her story, everything she has going on. And maybe we can incorporate and build out a fitness program here that incorporates some of her techniques. So we have none other than Coach T in the building.
Help us, Coach T.
Hey, everybody.
Got Coach T.
Help us, Coach T. Come on, come through.
Send the Kyrie, Lord.
He did. He said, Coach T, get us on track.
So, Coach T, this has been a while. We've been trying to put this together for a minute. It just finally fits within the social work month, making sure that we work on our exercise and our fitness. So tell people a little bit of background information about you, because I read some stuff about you that was pretty interesting. But I'll let you share, and then we'll just go from there.
Absolutely. So, hey, everybody, it's Coach T, and I am a certified personal trainer, a group fitness instructor, as well as a cranked up cardio instructor.
A cranked up cardio instructor?
Yes.
That seems like something I can do.
Yeah,
anything
it's definitely
turned up or cranked up is right within my bag.
You yes, know? You would love it. It's based off Baltimore club music.
Oh my really? Gosh, yes. I'm there.
That's Jada.
I'm there, yeah. Oh, man. Let yes. me know the next time.
Absolutely.
Jada's going to be in there. Sandtown, Northern People, Heights, RNG. Hey.
Yes, it's called the Family Fitness Phenomenon, and it was created by Dr. Jay Armstrong, and I'm one of her instructors, and it's definitely family-friendly, and it's fun because of the Baltimore club music.
Mm-hmm. So what type of cardio are you doing to the club music? Is it like, because I pop the club music. I used to take my heart out and then throw it up, and then...
Hit it with a baseball.
I remember that. And then watch it fly, you know what I mean?
It's dance moves. So it's dance moves, but it's coordinated. So that way you are working together and you have different levels. So level one is, you know, the basic level, but level five is that crank level where you like, you cranking, like mm-hmm. you're getting it in, but you're still burning calories.
Make me sweat my leave out.
So we have somebody here that does not have rhythm, right? Mm-hmm. Not nobody at this table. This is a pre-write face. But somebody related to somebody at this table.
He will put my baby out there like
well,
that.
I'm just saying, Montez really doesn't have rhythm, right? So how
the struggle?
You saying it's coordinated, but he's uncoordinated. How would that work for somebody that doesn't have rhythm?
Well, he would stay at level one, and we would work with him to get to level five. So
he would go to trap yoga. That may be more appropriate for him, huh?
But yeah, so he would get it though. It's really simple stuff, but it's stuff once you get to that level five and you build each level, you'll definitely get it. And I'm uncoordinated,
really?
Believe it or not. Like I struggle with rhythm, but doing this helped me get my rhythm together.
Wow,
absolutely.
No, he's like if you ever go to church, you see somebody, you would
that
think clap
that on
they were
two.
They were infested with flies because he's just like smacking all over the place.
It's so sad.
Clapping on like the
beat. It's really that bad.
It's really that bad.
But no, he would get it. But as far as my personal story, my personal journey, I lost 86 pounds all naturally in 10 months.
Wow.
Where did you lose it at?
Everywhere.
Like, where was it? Like, did anybody ever find it? Like, you left it at the mall or something?
She hopes never to find
it again. Because
like
you don't look like you ever had, I'm saying, really like, you don't look like you ever had 68 additional pounds.
No, 86.
Well, 86. Wow. You don't look like that. So I'm like,
where did
maybe
you
she left it in somebody's car
no,
or something.
I will show you
maybe
guys
it was like a bag
picture.
That you were carrying it around and you just lost it.
No.
Is that what you meant?
No. So what happened is, growing up in Baltimore.
It was actually on you and it left.
It was on me.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Everywhere. Face,
when you say
arm,
you were carrying
stomach.
It, I'm like, maybe she had it in like a duffel or something. Yeah, like a duffel or something that she just, you know, takes around.
Legs everywhere. No, it was definitely everywhere. And it was because growing up in Baltimore, you know, we like fast stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's microwave.
Fighting if I.
Chicken boxes.
Chicken boxes,
yes.
Salt,
mm-hmm.
pepper,
salt
ketchup,
pepper ketchup, half and half.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And so then getting married and having kids at, you know, 20, 25.
You were just happy.
Just happy.
Yeah.
Just living. I mean,
yeah.
For a whole year. We
and
ate
you were happy married to your husband?
Absolutely. We got married
that
at 20.
Too.
He's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's amazing.
Teach his own. I'm just kidding. I'm
the
just
shade.
Kidding. I'm just laughing because he's sitting in a room as well.
Yeah, so, you know, and just we ate out one time, like three meals a day was all fast food.
Wow.
I didn't cook for an entire year.
Wow.
And so just picked
where
up
y'all
the
going?
Weight. I mean, we had like Ruby Tuesdays when mm-hmm. it was popping. It was, you know, I don't know where they at now, but.
Where are they?
Listen,
they disappeared.
No, they still there.
For real? You know, it's one in Randallstown now.
Oh.
Across from Vaughn Greens.
No, it's Applebee's. They actually have really decent food.
Do they?
No.
Especially like Applebee's.
Did you say Applebee's has good
food?
Bro, I'm trying to tell you.
No way.
I'm not saying it's good for you. I'm just saying
it doesn't
even taste good.
I promise you.
What Applebee's did you go to?
The one in the plaza, Ricetown Road Plaza.
Oh, no.
That's because they add extra seasoned salt on there. Is it the plaza?
Bro, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. They have a DJ
they
in there.
They sprinkle accent
days.
On it.
They have a DJ on certain days.
Is it the drinks?
That's what I was about to say. The drink specials.
Maybe it's the water I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And the music. Yeah. The water and that makes the food taste good. But I'm trying to tell you, they have some good ribs. With this, I'm
riblets.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you. But all right.
You have fun.
I haven't had it in a while, you know, because I've been clean eating.
Uh-huh.
Eating clean.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How is that, what, pescatarian diet? Yeah. Pescatarian? How is it? I tried it. It didn't work for me.
Really?
It made me overload on carbs. Like
I can imagine that.
So,
energy, probably.
So yeah. I'm going pescatarian and no carb. No to low carb as well.
Oh.
So basically, I just eat fruit all day, and then I'll eat veggies for lunch and more fruit, like just snack
on
fruit all day.
So no processed carbs, like
rice
and wheat.
And then I'll just eat one piece of fish protein and vegetables for dinner.
And so how many calories are you getting in a day?
I don't know how to calculate all that. I just know it's significantly better than what I was eating before.
But do you feel weak or anything
like
that?
No, I mean, and initially you felt a little lethargic, but no, I actually feel better than I've ever had. I had that chicken yesterday, and I just got the itis and was just like, I was just tired after
tired.
That. Yo, I was just like, yo, no way I could feel. I needed to take a nap. But when I eat like I'm supposed to, I'm up, energized all day long. So
you must be getting enough. You know, some people get on that diet, the pescatarian diet, and they don't eat enough food. So then they are lacking energy.
I'm eating fruit all day. Like, mm-hmm. I have it with me, and I'm just snacking.
He carries
all day.
Around a bin with him all day long.
With fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
And just snack on it all day.
How much have you lost on using that diet?
So I've lost about 14 pounds. I think I've plateaued at 14 pounds. I haven't broken 190 yet, but I've gotten down to 190.8. But I also, like, some days I don't eat as much as I'm supposed to, so then I think my body stores some, or then I may throw in a piece of pizza in it, like some cheese in the bread, so that kind of, like, messes me up, or I'll eat more protein one day than I'm supposed to. So, and I was doing, like, this 100K run thing, and I've made it to, like, 30-some miles, and because my back and my knee started hurting. So I haven't amped up my workout regimen as much as I should, but I have noticed I've lost significant inches. Like I had, like the suit that I have on, like the pants, I had these custom made, and now when I'm actually wearing them, like I feel like Nutty Professor. Like, I got like all of that.
Oh, you know? Sherman.
But
sure,
see,
sure,
inches
sure.
are yeah, inches
clean,
are
clean
important.
My colon. Come here, Cleish. Come on, Cletus. You walk around with your lipid back.
You know what? I was about to quote something from the Nutty Professor that's inappropriate for this podcast.
No. I wasn't going to go there with that one. Not that one.
You know what she was thinking.
I was thinking it at first, and I was like, I'm going to add this other sound bite so that we're not going to use that one. But go ahead. Back to your story, because it was a phenomenal story.
Yeah, so definitely. So after getting married and having the children and deciding, my husband actually got sick. Mm. He got really, really sick and had like 12 hours to live.
What?
And yeah, my husband, he got really sick.
Had 12 hours to live?
Yes, 12 hours to live. His
really?
His large intestine split open. He became septic.
Oh, yeah. My.
How does that happen?
So he had to have his his spleen. He had to have his spleen removed, mm-hmm. because it was inflamed.
Is that because of bad eating?
It could be.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So he had to have that removed, and when they went in to remove it, they had to do reconstructive surgery. And when the doctor did the reconstructive surgery, they moved his large intestine, mm-hmm. and she must have stretched it too far. So about 6 weeks, he got really sick,
mm-hmm.
and then we found out when he got to the emergency room that his intestine had split open, so everything he had been eating had been leaking in his stomach.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And so they had to do emergency surgery, and he had 32 staples, and a doctor said, I'm glad you brought him, because he would have died in 12 hours.
For people who don't know, your organs are made, like, they're built for it tough for a reason.
It's like acidic in there.
Yeah,
right?
You can't, because once it goes in your body, until it's processed and it goes out, there's a whole system to take the toxins out, to separate the toxins from the vitamins, and your intestine should never be open. I mean, that's just ripe with bacteria and viruses, and oh gracious.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's here with us today.
Listen, it's an amazing story. So he was in the hospital for 14 days.
I'm
and
sure
so in the hospital with him, no food or anything. I was like, that really triggered me to say, mm-hmm. okay, I need to do something about my health.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he's laying there. And, of course, when he left the hospital, he was, like, 60 pounds lighter, right?
Wow.
In 14 days. So he come home all skinny and small.
Wait a minute. This brother almost died, and she was low-key jealous.
She low-key hated.
So why
couldn't it be mine?
I would be the same way. Listen.
Why couldn't it be my intestine?
Listen, honey. I was super jealous on the low. Like, wait a minute. 60 pounds lighter. Like, you're not going to. And so imagine
he's out here showing you up now.
So he healed, right? So the first thing he did was, once he healed, he went to the gym. And I'm sitting home on the couch eating chicken boxes and drinking half
Where you going?
Pizzas. I'm like, where you going? I'm going to the gym. I said, hold up, wait a minute. Uh-huh.
You know, like, yo, you ain't gonna have you out here looking all good.
Looking like a snack, and I'm snacking.
And I'm looking like a whole Thanksgiving meal. Oh, no. So,
we ain't gonna have that.
So one day he said, babe, go to the gym with me. And I was like, go to the gym with you? For real? Go to the gym with you? He was like, yeah, babe, I want you to go to the gym with me. So I get to the gym, and I'm like, I get there, he go work out. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm gonna sit right here. And then I was like, you know what? I really need to start working out. Mm. And all these people are running on the treadmill next to me, and I'm walking, mm-hmm. and my face is full of tears. Mm. I'm crying, like, I can't do this. Like, this is too hard. I'm not going to do it. And so I prayed, mm-hmm. and I was like, Lord, why can't I do this? And his words exactly to me was, I gave you the power. What are you going to do with it?
All right.
And so for me, at that moment, that was like, I have to do something. Mm-hmm. And so from that day forth, I worked hard. I went to the gym 5 times, 6 times a week.
Wow.
I started eating better. Mm-hmm. Look, I left him in the dust.
I know that. That's right.
Once I got started, it was crazy. And so then, in doing so, I started documenting my journey on
Facebook. Like, the only reason you left me in the dust because you took me to the hospital too early. I had like another 20 coming. Like, I had another 20 coming, don't you? That's 12 hours,
you
man.
You know what? I can't with you on this one.
You could have took me at 6. The nerve of you knew what you was doing.
I had 12 hours. You could have took me in the
He's like, you knew what you was doing.
No, he told me let him go to sleep. So had I listened to him. Because
he was trying to lose the rest of that weight. I know, Rocky. He was trying to lose the rest. He's like, I know what I'm doing.
I can't with y'all.
I know, it's a mess. And so, you know, and I started documenting my journey on Facebook. And in doing so, you know, social media is really big.
Yeah.
So people started inboxing, like, mm-hmm. hey, how are you doing this? What are you doing? So one day I just posted myself in a swimsuit. I wasn't swimsuit ready, as they say, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But I posted on Facebook and said, hey, I want to host an online challenge. Anybody want to join? Wow. And women from all over the United States, from as far as Los Angeles, you know, was like, wow. I want to be a part of it. And so I was like, okay, let's do it. And from that moment forward, it's just been a journey of helping other women. I think I've coached about 2,000 women
That's amazing.
The last 2 years. And we've
2,000?
2,000. All online.
Wow.
Everything. I do a private accountability group on Facebook. I have my website where it's a membership portal where you log in once you pay. Everything's there. I'm doing live workouts. I used to use Ustream, Facebook Live inside the private group. And it's been amazing.
So when you're Facebook Live and you're like, are you in the gym and they're in the gym? Or you're just like having conversations, letting them know what to do, and then they go do it?
No, we're working out together. So I either, one, I'm in the gym working out with them, or I'm home and we're going through a workout together. Mm. So we're working out at the same time, and then I leave it there so those who can't work out with me at that time can go back and do the video.
And do the video.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh.
Isn't it funny how your husband's journey led to all of these other people being healthy as well?
Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. And I tell him all the time, like, I never saw myself in this vein. Mm-hmm. Never saw myself in the fitness vein. Never saw myself losing the weight. That was not my journey. That's mm-hmm. not what I saw. So to become a certified personal trainer and a fitness coach and help other women, because my focus is women. Like, mm-hmm. I really adore.
Mm-hmm. I could take this sweatshirt off. I thought I was about to get a workout when I left here, Jada, you know?
No, what you just got was a testimony. Hey. Yeah.
I thought I was about to get some get fit tips or something.
No, but I've helped men as well. I've had men join my challenge, but my focus has always been women because mm-hmm. we always give so much.
We
I know
do.
Men do too, mm-hmm. but women wear so many hats and we always give and we forget about ourselves.
That is so true.
So we'll be around here looking a mess mm-hmm. while the whole family is good, the house is clean, the mm-hmm. food is cooked, mm-hmm. and we're around here just like, you know,
that is
a
so
mess.
True.
And so my goal was, let me help empower the women, mm-hmm. you know, give them an outlet.
So I want to get into some of the fitness stuff that you guys do. But is it only like physical fitness, or are you working with them from a holistic perspective as well?
I work from a holistic perspective. So I start with their mind, because you can't lose weight and keep it off without changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because the hardest thing for me before is to go to the gym. I have to convince myself and put myself in a place. I'll go there and then I'll tap out after like 20 minutes. But once you become determined in your mind and you knock that first one off, like you get there and you just get a blaze workout, you're coming back for more the next day. But it has to be in your mind that mm-hmm. this is something I'm committed to. If it's not in your mind, you'll just keep pushing it off. And one thing someone told me was that you have to make it a priority. The same way you book a meeting and you're not going to cancel your meeting is the same way you have to make your gym appointment and not cancel that.
Absolutely. I agree with that. But I also tell my women that if you can't make it to the gym, you can work out at home. You can work out in the office. Like, every time you go to the ladies' room, do 10 squats. If you go to the ladies' room 5-10 times a day, you've done 100 squats without leaving your
sounds
job.
Sounds like Jada.
Why got to discuss going my down, weak bladder.
Going down to the second floor.
We got
to
discuss my weak bladder on the podcast.
No, I'm just kidding. But we actually, on our BTST client parent portal, we work with a brother named Odell Dickerson. You know Odell.
Yes.
And he did a quick 15-minute workout for us that you can do from home. And we recorded it and we put it on our parent portal so that people that are in services with us get the password and they can log in and watch different videos in our portal about different things they can do from home.
That's super dope. That's so we may have super, to do
a revised one. One specifically dedicated to women and stuff like that.
I would love to be a part of that. Nice. That would definitely work. And it's easy stuff that you can do. Like, I work out in Target. I work out in Walmart.
Hold on, you work out where? I know I work out in Target when I go with my wife because she's walking down every aisle. She's walking down every aisle, so I feel like I get a whole cardio in.
I work out my wallet in Target. I may go in for one thing and leave with a cart.
So I think that's all of us.
You're going heavy?
My bank account loses a lot of weight.
I think it's all, but no, seriously, I'll go in an aisle, and I may do some squats, some jumping jacks, and I don't care who's watching. It's a part of my lifestyle. It's
so
who
if
I am.
People just happen to be walking by the aisle and, like, see you squat, and then you're not, like, concerned that they might think you, like,
absolutely
doing it for
not.
The gram or something like
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not, no. I'll tell you, it's definitely kept me focused to saying it's a part of my lifestyle. If I'm not going to make it to the gym, I'm going to work out somewhere.
So you just might be in like ice cream aisle just jumping jacks.
I could be doing jumping jacks anywhere. I'm telling you.
Wow. That's extreme. Hey, but it works though, right?
It works.
She's 86 pounds lighter.
You know, I'm about to start doing some jumping jacks. Y'all going to see me in church this Sunday on Easter like this. As soon as that music hit, y'all going to think that I quit the Holy Ghost. I'm just going to be in there banging out a quick 20.
I can't. Church does burn calories. If you're doing it right.
I watched the church one time, and I was like, how did I burn 600 calories
all
in
right.
church?
Well, good gracious.
You had that testimony rolling. You was moved.
Yep, absolutely. And so the ladies, we've lost about a combined of the 2,000 ladies. It's been about maybe, I think about 5,000 pounds.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, the average is between 3 and 57 pounds.
Wow.
The most someone's lost on my challenge has been 57 pounds.
Wow.
And we don't just focus on the weight. Like, people have gotten off of diabetes medicine. They've lowered their blood pressure, cholesterol.
So that's a very important thing as well. People think that you just want to work out to lose weight. You want to work out to be healthy as well, mm-hmm. like to be able to live a non-problematic, if there is one thing, such a life, you know what I'm saying, from a health perspective. I know my family, one of the things my cousin said, I actually took on my cousin's diet. He was like, yo, everybody in our family has diabetes or high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not trying to be in that wow. lane. So I was like, you know what? I never thought about it from that perspective. So that is a great idea.
But even managing mood, exercise is really great for managing mood as well.
Absolutely.
We posted something like that on our blog, didn't
yes.
we? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
On www.btscservices.com. Hit the blog tab and you'll see the proof.
In case you didn't know. But they've done a lot of research that shows that exercise really does help manage anxiety and depression and really helps to lower symptoms. It helps people to sleep better.
Yes, I will tell you, if I miss workouts, I am angry. Like, mm-hmm. I'm frustrated, I'm irritated, everything bothers me. Mm. You know, I'm not the nicest person when I don't work out. No, because the Snickers is going to take me up, yeah. and then I'm going to crash. Yeah. Like, it's a vicious cycle. So mm-hmm. it's important to work out, even if it's 10 minutes. People think you have to have an hour all the time. If you have 5 minutes, if you have 10 minutes, 15 minutes, if you do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, it's going to add up to your 30 minutes. It's just make the time for it. Make it a priority.
So you work out, but what does your diet look like?
So my diet is I am... with protein, mm-hmm. I count macros.
Okay.
So a lot of people don't do that because it's a task.
What are mm-hmm. macros?
Macros are macronutrition, nutrients, excuse me.
Is macaroni and cheese included in that?
That would be considered a carbohydrate. So yes, it is included.
So a carbohydrate is a macro.
Yes, yes. It's a macronutrient. Yes,
everything.
Everything is a macronutrient.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. and people think that you can't have macaroni and cheese. People think that you can't have rice. You can't have bread. You can't. That's not true. It's just you have to make sure you have to know what macros you need daily, and if you can fit those things into your macros, you can eat it.
So how many macros are you supposed to have a day, or do you have a day?
It depends on your body. So everyone's different. So for me, I'm 120 grams of protein. I am 100 grams of carbs. And then I do about fats. I'm at about 50 grams of fats a day, healthy fats.
How do you, for somebody that doesn't know, because I do know all of this stuff you're saying.
Oh, my gosh. the but, guru.
Yes.
Yes.
But no, for somebody who doesn't know, how do you keep track of these numbers? Like, when you, okay, so if I buy a piece of chicken breast, right? Mm-hmm. And I buy a whole pack, how do I know how many is in this one? And then once I season it and all this other stuff, how do I know how much I'm eating?
So a food scale is very important. A lot of people don't use food scales.
Oh.
You should weigh your food. You should know. Like, a lot of times, in especially in America, our portion sizes are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's enough to feed. Like, if you go to a restaurant, that's like two or three meals.
Mm-hmm.
But we eat it in one. So you should be weighing your food. So before I eat something, my chicken, when I'm cooking, I'm putting it on a scale to say, okay, this weighs, you know, 5 ounces. So this is for one meal. Or this weighs 10 ounces.
So how do you do that if you go out to eat?
Now, going out to eat is a little different. So not all the time am I counting my macros, because you have to live life. You know what I mean? Some people get so focused on the fitness that they don't enjoy life.
Very
true. So you have to be balanced. You have to balance it out. So if I'm counting my macros all day and I decide to go to a restaurant, that means I've scaled back, because I know that I'm going to go out to eat. I'm going to have a drink, or I'm going to have some, you know, some dessert or whatever. So it's just all about preparing yourself for it.
So what are some of the staples in your diet?
I love salmon. I love shrimp. Mm-hmm. I love chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I can't get rid of chicken. and I'm doing broccoli, spinach. I'm a big cauliflower person. And I love brown rice, sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. And I do occasionally have white rice.
Okay.
Do you eat beef?
I do eat beef, but I'm not very big on beef. Like, I made some steak last night. It was so good. But it had been about maybe 3 months since the last time I had steak.
So I haven't had any beef all year.
I wouldn't eat any. It's going to mess your stomach up.
Yeah.
You're going to be in pain.
I want to share something, right? But I used to notice, I didn't notice this until afterwards, right? When I ate, my I'm not going to say bowels, because that sounds like a story is about to go very bad. But my digestive process has completely changed now that I've eliminated like beef and like chicken from my diet. I used to eat and have to go to the bathroom like right afterwards.
Why?
Like,
why, you know, Jesus?
No, I know.
I work with you very closely. I know what you
do. And Jada tried to sublimate, like, yeah, well, a doctor at another place I used to work at had IBS, Chris. And then he was just talking about it. I'm like, is she trying to tell me something here? Like literally, I caught the drift. You never thought that I caught the drift. But I remember the conversation vividly, because I went and Googled him like, is something wrong with me? Like, but I've noticed once I've stopped eating beef and stuff, like, I don't, it's just totally different now.
So I have a personal question for you. With the diet change that you did, mm-hmm. are you regular now?
I've always been regular.
But it's not super regular.
I was very regular.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very regular. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm basically normal. Regular. Yeah.
Okay. Normal. Yeah.
Before it was like hyper regular.
It was like, I gotta go right now.
Yeah. For the lack of better words. Yeah.
That is so hilarious that he said. But now you don't eat as many processed foods either.
And I don't know if it's, that's what I'm saying. I don't know
you're eating the really natural food.
Exactly.
Coach T, I have hypothyroidism, so I'm like super, like, I have to be very, very careful, because they will tell you I will eat a taco and gain 5 pounds. But like, I know, like, if you eat processed foods or if you eat sugar, it sends, you would think I was on crack when I have sugar. Like, to the moon. It's insane.
So are you working on what you're eating to help with that?
Oh, yeah, I have to. Otherwise, like, it comes on really, really quickly. What?
You're working on what you're eating.
What do you see me eating right now?
Well,
what's in that coffee?
Hold on. So listen.
Oh, it's regular coffee with just some cream.
So Jada thinks that she worked on eating because she went to Texas Roadhouse 2 weeks ago and didn't order the bread.
That is not true. That is
on the last podcast.
Yes, Renato, it's true.
Renato shaking his head because he knows he heard it on the podcast.
That is true, but that's not it. No, what it is I have to really know. This is a very sensitive topic to me because it's frustrating having thyroid disease.
Yeah.
And so, like, I really do have to eat lean meats and vegetables.
What exactly
if I
thyroid?
Don't. It's, my thyroid pretty much does not function.
What
so
is the
your thyroid? Your thyroid regulates every function in your body, from weight to sleep to even your bowels, your menstrual cycle, everything. It regulates that. If you have, I mean, it can impact reproductive. So I have to take medication, but I also have to be really mindful because my system moves really slowly and it makes my metabolism move really slowly. So like other people just say, oh yeah, I eat an Eggo for breakfast and I keep it moving. Like, I eat an Eggo for breakfast. If I do that too many days, I will literally gain, like, well, you know, the vow renewal. I renewed my vows in September, and I was down 30 pounds, and then I was up 30 pounds. And then it's like it happens really, really rapidly.
Gotcha.
And so you really have to be very
conscious,
super mindful of it, which gets exhausting. So when you say, like, every now and then, I want to go to Jesse World and eat a funnel cake.
I think we both agree that processed foods aren't good for you.
No, processed foods are anything in the middle aisle. So when you market anything in those middle aisles, you should avoid because it has so many chemicals in there. It's so processed.
It's not food.
It's not food.
They call it edible goods because they're not actually. It's not food.
So what about this whole organic thing? Is that just a hype that people are? You know, I've watched What the Health, I watched part of it. But
that thing
is organic, something that people really need to be steering towards, because I know a lot of people organic costs a lot more money, so it's going to definitely change the dynamic of your budget. So is organic the way to go, or can you make do without it, or what?
I'm torn with that, and that's my personal opinion, because I think that it's like supply and demand, right? So since people are requiring more organic stuff, I think that some of it's not officially really organic and it's just being labeled that way. And so I think it's being pushed when it's really not necessary.
Gotcha. Like,
I think if you stay away from the processed foods and you're looking at what you're buying, I don't think it has to be organic.
So I do know, like, when I'm out, I like to get, I'll ask them, is it fresh caught, wild caught and stuff like that? Because I'm not a fan of that just mass reproduction of stuff, because you're going to be hitting it with so many steroids and everything to try to meet the demand of the consumer. So I do try to, I won't go organic all the time. I'm trying to do better, but the way my finances are set up, sometimes I got to go for the farm raised, you know what I mean?
Please don't.
Yeah, but I prefer wild over farm raised any day. Yeah. And when it comes to like fish and stuff, I will do wild over farm raised.
But I'm always so nervous about that, because even wild caught seafood and it's just, but you read about garbage barges where they take the garbage that we have and they dump it in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, I thought that was called Scrapple. No. But I do love some Scrapple, though.
Oh, listen to me. Every now and then I have to have a piece of Scrapple. It has to be fried hard.
Yeah.
But like, that concerns me too. But even organic, and when you do research, because Chris will tell you, I can't let a thing go. So if I'm starting to research something, I'm like on it. And so I think about the water sources that we use for organic foods are the same water sources that we get from runoff from regular traditionally raised food with chemicals and pesticides.
Yeah.
In America, honestly, I think we have the worst food system ever. A lot of things that we allow in America is not allowed in like Europe or other countries.
Like high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, and we just put it in everything, or the cereals, the certain chemicals that are in cereals. And I just think we don't regulate our food as much as we should. And I think that's why cancer is running rampant, you know, in younger and younger people. And that's why high blood pressure and, you know, you're seeing younger and younger people having strokes and heart attacks.
Taryn, they've also, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
They also say the same thing about people with, a lot of people with autoimmune disease. What they find is that they have really bad food sensitivities. And it's not just sensitivities like we would think, like peanuts and stuff like that. It's sensitivities, just stuff like wheat and gluten and, you know, and sugar and all of these things just create this irritation and inflammation in the body that actually causes disease.
It's very scary. And I think that our government needs to work on regulating our food system better.
I think they have a lot more priorities to handle right now.
One thing at a time.
Well, I agree. But they have different sectors of the government focus on that. You know what I mean?
You were talking about young people's and diseases that are coming more frequently now because of eating bad. Being that the way you've changed your life and Rock has changed his, how have you guys implemented things for your kids? Because I know we get a lot of parents, and especially I know my wife, she struggles to make sure that she finds a right diet for them, make sure that they, and especially like with video games, they're not as mobile as they used to be. What do you guys do as far as that?
So it's difficult. I'll tell you that my 9-year-old, he's in like the 90th percentile as far as weight. And it's because he loves to eat. So what we had to do is start making it fun. So we started making them a part of the diet. So if I'm cooking a certain thing, if I'm cooking fish, get him in the kitchen and say, hey, what seasons we want to put on there, you know? And if you make it fun, the kids like to become a part of it. So then it's now I'll taste it, I'll eat it. Now my youngest son, it's not happening. He eats whatever he wants to eat. He has a very, 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 very small diet. But you have to get the kids active and you have to involve them. Don't allow them to make the choice of what they want to eat. Get them out there in the kitchen. Have them helping you. Have them being a little chef and on a stove and being a part of it. It helps them to say, okay, I'm a part of this.
So what do we do? What do we do about we're located in the city, and what we notice are there are a lot of food deserts here. So for me, I keep a plethora. I have like literally a cornucopia of fruit on my dining room table. A cornucopia.
Is that a piece of fruit?
A cornucopia is a term for horn of plenty.
It's a vegetable.
I can't with Chris.
Run downstairs and get that cornucopia and put it in the microwave for me.
You got a whole master's degree. You act like you don't know the
Put that cornucopia in the microwave and bring my chicken.
He's so phony. But like, I keep all of this fruit and stuff and keep it accessible to my children on the table. But fruit can be very costly. And then we have areas like in Baltimore City where people don't have access to good fruits and vegetables or a gym. What do you suggest for those people?
So there are a lot of programs out here that people don't know about. So have you heard of the Blue Bag program?
No.
Okay, so the Blue Bag program is actually in Baltimore City. It's $7 for a bag full of fruits, fresh fruits,
yes,
and
I have
vegetables.
Heard of that.
And
they left the office early one day and went and came back
and
with
you get
a bag full
it's
of collards.
Huge.
And stuff.
Where do you get it from?
Where are they getting it from?
The pharmacy. Go ahead.
Where do you get the Blue Bag from?
They give you the Blue Bag.
Where
they fill
at?
It. It's on, oh my goodness, it's right off of 83.
Yes.
I don't know I think it's 29th Street, but it's right there on 29th Street, and you just go there. They normally post it on Facebook. It's called Blue Bag Program.
Is it like open every day, or is it
it's
just like
open
certain
4 days
days
a week. It's typically 4 days a week, and for $7, you can fill up this bag with all fresh fruits and vegetables. Then you have places like the food bank has changed a little bit, and then you have, actually, Baltimore has a free fitness program at the libraries, all local libraries. You can go on certain days and you can work out for free. They have fitness instructors that signed up to teach for free. Mm-hmm. So there are different activities out here. You just have to research and know about it.
You're right. And just for people to know, farmers market, they also accept WIC and they accept food, the swipe, the food stamp
cards.
The independence cards as well.
So let's get to some actual workout stuff.
Okay.
Right. And then we're going to get to, you're going to develop us a plan here. We're going to figure out how to infuse Coach T.
I want
to
plan.
I already planned the day that Wednesday afternoon, we briefly discussed that Jada got upset because that she leaves early on certain days or doesn't come to work on certain days. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. But no, I think Wednesday.
So
I think
you guys are so cute.
I think it was Wednesday afternoons that we're going to try to incorporate something. But let's go through a workout. For people that are listening right now, what's a 10, 20-minute workout? Let's start with a 5-minute workout. If we're at home, let's go to, if I have 15, 20 minutes, I can either be at the gym or home, and then what should I do at the gym? Or just non-traditional stuff. Just let's talk about that.
Right. So a quick 5-minute workout, you can do, sets and reps are very important. So
explain to people what sets and reps are. I know what they are because I'm a workout guru.
Goodbye.
Just like everything else.
Master of none.
So a set is a group of workouts together. Reps is the amount of each of the exercise that you do. So for an example, a 5-minute workout quickly would be 10 jumping jacks, right? 10 squats, 10 crunches, 10 lunges to 10 sit-ups. Repeat that entire workout 5 times. So you'll get 50.
Reps of 10.
Yep.
Of 10 different things.
Five sets.
So can you say that workout one more time? So that we
get your pens ready.
Yes, what is it?
Yep, so it's going to be 10 jumping jacks.
So 10 jumping jacks. We're going
to
do those.
To 10 squats.
Mm-hmm.
Squats, basically standing.
Yep, legs, sitting back. And if you can't squat
like
correctly, just get a chair, put it behind you, stand up, and sit back down in that chair. Stand up, sit back down in
Where
that chair.
Where should your arms be?
Your arms, you can either use them to help you get up, or you keep them to your side.
So I can actually use my arms
yep,
to sit
so you
down
can,
and
well,
pull myself
no,
up?
No, don't put... Straight out to your side is best.
Gotcha, okay.
And then from the 10 squats, you want to do 10 lunges.
And a lunge is...
You're going to put your legs together, put your right leg in front of that leg, and I wish I could show you.
Are we in like push-up position for the lunge?
No, you're standing straight up.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to go and put your legs in a 90-degree angle.
Google lunge.
Yes.
So basically, we're going to be standing, and then we're going to take one knee and try to take it to the floor, right?
Yes, without touching the floor.
While bending the other one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. So after the 10 lunges, you're going to do 10 sit-ups.
Okay, I think we know what sit-ups are.
Yep, and then from your 10 sit-ups, you can do 10 bicycle crunches.
Bicycle crunches.
Yep, so you're riding the bike on your back.
Okay.
Elbows
so
to
it's
your
basically
knees.
Like a sit-up, but we have our hand, one elbow is touching the opposite knee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gotcha.
Yep, and repeat that 5 times.
Okay.
Repeat that entire workout.
Should we take
workout.
A break in between that?
Only 60 seconds. So 60 seconds in between each set.
Okay. And how much time in between the jumping jack to the next thing?
No time.
Okay.
It's going straight into it. So it's 10 jumping jacks.
What are those called? Those are called when you just keep going.
Are you talking intervals. About the yeah, high intensity interval training?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, HIIT is gotcha. What they call it. Yeah. So that's a good
which is also
workout.
Exhausting.
But it shocks your body. Yeah. And it really helps you. It's a full body workout, mm-hmm. you know, because you're doing all those things together and you're going to be burning calories and you're going to get your metabolism going. It's going to help you and it's going to help you be able to tone. A lot of people think you have to have weights to tone all the time. Mm-hmm. The best weight to use is your body weight to
wow.
tone.
Gotcha.
And then add in the weights later.
This seems like it'll take about 20 minutes.
No, if you do it, if you think it should take you that entire workout 10, take you about 2 minutes to get there.
Wow.
If that.
2 minutes for each set?
2 minutes for each set. All right.
So
that.
We're thinking about 10 minutes.
It's about 10 minutes.
Mm. Okay. Then what?
But as you get better, you should be able to do that in 5.
So what about cardio? Are we including cardio in any of this? Or?
Well, this is cardio, but if you want to get on the treadmill, you can get on the treadmill.
Because a lot of people think cardio is just running.
Mm-hmm. No, cardio, anything that gets your heart rate pumping is cardio.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anything. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing jumping jacks, if you're running, if you're squatting, you know, if you're doing crunches, that's a part
so,
of getting your heart
rate. So
Jada,
you do a lot of cardio each day. You didn't even know it.
Oh, believe me, I know.
You run your mouth.
You are such a jerk.
I wonder if we put like a Fitbit right on your bottom lip. How many?
If running my mouth got me skinny, I would be a zero.
Wouldn't I'm just we kidding. All?
So anything else, any other regimens that you have that you could share, or you're not going to give too much away? They got to come.
Well, just really quick, I think women shy away from the weights mm-hmm. because they're scared they're going to look bulky or they're mm-hmm. going to look really masculine. But it's good to start with...
Come here, baby. I'm taking you out tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
It's good to start with lower weights, with higher reps. Uh-huh. So if you get a 5-pound weight or 7-pound weight or 8-pound weight, do 15 reps of bicep curls,
okay.
right? Where you're taking the weight and you're curling up, right? Or you're doing over-the-head press where you're pressing up. But do higher reps with it. It's going to help you tone your body. And people think that muscle weighs more than fat. It doesn't. It weighs the same, but muscle takes up less space than fat.
Oh, wow.
So I could weigh the same amount that you weigh, but because I might be more toned than you, you're going to look bigger. So it's good to help lower your body fat percentage than to focus on the number on the scale.
Gotcha.
These seem like really doable things.
It's very doable. Mm-hmm. People make it They make it stressful or hard, but if you do little stuff, the little consistent changes is what makes it a lifestyle and what makes it, you know, it'll last.
So if people want more, where do they get in contact with you? How do they sign up and all this other stuff? And how much is it?
Yes. Yeah, so you can find me on CoachTaryn.com, which is my website. Or
can you spell Taryn for them?
Yep. So it's CoachTaryn.com or at CoachTaryn_Instagram.
Okay.
And I do have a challenge coming up in May. It's going to start May 8th. It's a 30-day online challenge. And I keep my prices between $5 and $20 because I want it to be affordable to
wow.
the community.
Accessible.
Yes.
And so how often, once the challenge starts, they pay, how often do they like log on and do different things? Like, is it daily? Is it twice a week? What is it?
So what happens is I give them everything. It's available to them. You know, as soon as they log in, everything's there. But we work out twice a week. Online, but I talk to them every day and they get an email from me every day or text message or something. I try to make it as personable as possible because being on this journey, you feel like sometimes you're by yourself. Mm. So I'm really giving, you know, my time to say, let me push you, let me motivate you, let's do this.
Mm. Gotcha, gotcha. So we're going to get you to do some stuff for BTS here. We're going to put that together.
Wait.
And it's a perfect place. Majority of our, especially like our admin staff, mm-hmm. well, actually majority of our staff, mm-hmm. well, from therapists, we have a lot of women staff.
Mm-hmm.
So I guarantee you that we do yoga. Everybody loves it. So I guarantee you we'll have an interested and excited fan base for you to
be cool.
help out.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we'll work on some food regimens and stuff like that.
We'll do some macro counting. That would be dope.
It would be
helps.
Good to put a healthy spin on it because we eat together a lot now
yeah.
as a family.
Yeah.
It's almost like a family atmosphere. We cook for each other too. So if we could get some healthy recipes, that would be great.
Yeah. So before Coach Taryn leaves, I think that I want to do something on the couch. I want to go to our segment of On the Couch.
All right.
We haven't done it in the last two because they've been like long episodes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do On the Couch really quickly. And so, Coach T, on the couch is when we, being that we're therapists, I'm a licensed therapist, by the way, if you didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
And so is Jada. But Jada is very clinically sound and everything. So you know how you come to a doctor's office or psychiatrist and you're on the couch and they talk to you about how to deal with different things or whatever? That's our segment here. So on the couch, we're going to have Rob Kardashian. I know he's not a woman, right? But Rob Kardashian, he's come out and said that he struggles with his weight and his image, and he doesn't want to come out and be on TV, and it's hurting his businesses and stuff like that because of he's had this significant weight gain. So, and I know how like social media perpetuates and makes people feel insecure about their weight and stuff like that. So let's put somebody like Rob Kardashian on the couch. Jada, I'm going to let you tackle it from maybe like a behavioral health perspective, to a health perspective. And Coach T, I want to see how you would talk to someone who's in that same way to get them motivated. All right?
So he's also shared that he's had mental health issues as well, and that he suffers greatly with depression and anxiety too. And so we know oftentimes that depression and anxiety and weight gain go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to a person who is...
Is that called a comorbidity?
It's kind of, yeah. But like, but I mean, those things aren't mutually exclusive. A lot of times the symptoms overlap. And so what do you say to someone who probably, he's probably using food to comfort himself, or it could be the foods that he's eating maybe causing the extreme highs and lows and lethargy and sleep, all the things that go with that. So what do you think? Like, what do you tell him from the Coach T perspective?
First meeting with you.
First meeting with
you.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Rob. I broke up with my baby's mother.
You might know me. I have some pretty famous sisters. My mom is even famous as well.
I mean, it will be difficult. You first have to, I always deal with, even with the women, I deal with your mindset. So I first have to get to know what you're thinking, mm-hmm. right? I have to get to know and understand where you're coming from and then find the source. I always deal with, let's find the source of where your weight gain is coming from. And then you have to encourage
them. My stomach is the source. And the restaurants are the source.
So what you do is you don't make it about their weight loss. Mm. You make it about building a friendship and a relationship, mm-hmm. right? So you start say, hey, I'm going to the gym, won't you come? Or hey, I made some salad today. Or hey, I made this. Mm-hmm. And so you make them feel a part of it, right? And don't make it feel like a task. And then as you continue to do that, they start changing. They start doing it on their own.
For Rob, you know, if I'm going to play Rob, it's, you know, it's a long way. I don't really have the time. Like, it's going to take too long, and this is more comfortable. And it's going to take forever for me to lose the weight. So mm-hmm. I just don't even want to start. It's not even worth my time.
So guess what we're going to do? We're going to just start walking. I'm going to start having you walk me places. Mm. I'm going to say, hey, I need you to walk me to so-and-so. I'll start creating things that you don't even understand or know that it's about working out, or that it's about you losing weight so that we can get to the goal that I know that you want to reach.
Wow.
But I don't want to walk. I want to drive. It's cold outside.
So you're just going to be difficult. So at some point, though,
I don't like going outside. I don't want people to see me. You know, it's paparazzi, it's all this stuff. I don't want them seeing me.
So we're going to have secret places to go. But a lot of it, though, honestly, is the person has to want it. Mm. You can only pull so far. So I can pull, I can try everything in the book, right? I can try, try working out this way. Let's try walking. Let me try motivating you this way. Let me just send you an encouraging message telling you how handsome you are. You know, that could be all he needs. He could just need somebody to say that you're everything. Mm-hmm. You're amazing. It could be he just needs someone to love on him. Mm-hmm. Most times people are hurting because they don't love themselves, and then no one else loves on them. So if you love on them as they are, don't even try to help him lose weight, but just love him. You're fine how you are. I love you at this point. You know, you look amazing. You're gorgeous, you're handsome, then they'll start thinking and start loving themselves and start wanting to do it on their own.
So it's kind of like when we build a therapeutic relationship, we have to be a constant non-judgment yes. to accepting presence for our clients. Yes. A lot of times they're not ready yet. Yes. And so they know, you know, this has got to change, something's got to change, but they may not be motivated. So we call that pre-contemplation. And they may stick a toe out and reach out and say, hey, mm-hmm. I want therapy, but they're not ready yet. And then they come back later. And I always say that finding, doing therapy has to be like falling in love. Mm-hmm. It has to be the right two people, right place, yes. right time. And it sounds like it's the same thing that you experience as well to make lasting change.
Yes, it's the same thing. I have women mm-hmm. all the time that sign up and say they're ready, but when it happens and it's ready to start the challenge, mm-hmm. they're not ready. Mm-hmm. And I have to literally pull them out of everything that they are in, finding out the sources. Hey, maybe they lost a child. And mm-hmm. it's just, I've gotten to know so much about the women that I coach, not on purpose, but it's a relationship. Mm-hmm. In order for them to trust me, we have to build that relationship. So it's more than just weight loss. So in Rob's situation, I would have to build trust with him, show him that I care, show him that I'm okay with how he is now, that I'm not trying to change him. And that's how you have to do it. Mm. It's necessary.
So basically you lie to him.
No.
Because you do want to change him.
But I want to change him when he's ready.
Yeah. And you've got to replace it with something else because that's his security blanket.
Yes.
So come on now. You want him to step out in public where he already has anxiety. You know, the paparazzi's watching him and you want to take away his source of comfort and all that kind of stuff too. You got to provide him with some more coping strategies now. For you just want him to be a pescatarian like you.
Come here, Rob. I'll give you the diet. I'll give you the recipe.
Like, look, just do what just I say do. This. And we're going to
eat this, do this, walk here, do that. That doesn't work.
The guru.
And if all else fails, bro, what you doing?
Are you are you really hard on people?
No.
No. Uh-uh. Okay. Chris is great. He is.
That's awesome.
Nah, I'm too much of a joker to be that.
And he's also a person who, like you, finds the good qualities in other people and helps to bring them out.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I was going to conclude the podcast, but you guys can keep talking nicely.
Bye. He's also arrogant and ridiculous.
With that being said, this concludes our podcast of BTSC Meeting Where You Are. Coach T, thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me.
Shane McCray, we'll close out here.